Explain Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Not going to be a long Explained Well today. I just have a very quick, basic question. Now that this criminal couple are back in South Africa from Tanzania, why did it cost us 1.4 million rand to get the two of them back here?
So my plan for this talk today is to get the minister, Home Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi, to explain this well, because that is a big price tag. And in short, he's saying that was the cheapest way to do this.
It's not true, but what does he say?
Well, look, let's hear his rationale.
The last one which we took was the cheapest. At 1.4 million rand, it was the cheapest of them all, and we opted for that. We never ask anybody that we want a luxury flight, as everybody is saying. It is the cheapest flight we could get.
So for some context, there were 14 officials traveling along with them, and then the minister said it simply was not an option to fly them commercially.
I get that. I am on his side for this. Because imagine, jy was nou op jou witte brood, of jy was op 'n familievakansie, en nou vlieg hulle terug van Tanzania af, and now there's like court martials and two internationally escaped alleged criminals on your flight. No ways. Verstaan, vlieg hulle met die 1.4 miljoen rand, charter that jet. No ways. Imagine. Now then you must be stressing in your seat, like if they get up to wee and they look at you and then you don't know, like, because I'm all kenny story. This is a wêreldwye story. So take the 1.4 of my taxpayer money and get them in the jail.
Interesting.
Sorry,
I wasn't expecting that response. I'm just like, I've seen American movies. You get an air marshal, you handcuff a person to a big bodyguard, and you put them on the plane with everyone else, and you fly them back, and you get them off at O.R. Tambo, and you put them in a police car, and you drive them away, and it's cheap.
So, and I think that's a fair comment, because that might be what a lot of us expect, but keep in mind the commercial airlines, because that's the movies, the commercial airlines have restrictions around this. Again, the minister on that point.
I don't remember a situation where thugs of this nature have to be flown around the world in commercial aircraft. Even us in South Africa, we have never deported anybody via commercial aircraft.
Really?
And he adds to that, wait, I've got more.
Which commercial flight do you think will have accepted and the passengers also sit comfortably? Seeing two people in handcuffs entering with a whole lot of people who have to be there to make sure that they don't run away. I don't think any aircraft will have allowed that.
Is it just me? I mean, he says exactly the same thing that Roz was saying.
I fully support Minister Aaron Motsoaledi in that decision. Because I just, where are you going to find, first of all, soos wat hy sê, waar gaan jy lugredery kry? Wat gaan jy sê dat twee internasionale groot verneemde kriminele op jou vlug moet wees, saam met jou mense wat, like, they are just ordinary citizens? For me, I would be extremely uncomfortable with that. And also the main thing, not just the fact of that being uncomfortable, I would feel unsafe, even with the air marshals and the people accompanying them near. For 6 ure in a bloody tin can. No ways.
I think what I've learned from this is I've learned to expectation manage myself. Remember we were joking that we should send a chartered plane around the world, go get the Guptas, go get the Bashiris.
Yes.
Ons het net 'n begroting neem.
Ah, this is the problem, huh? Yeah, this is why criminals run free.
It costs a lot.
I just thought you put them in handcuffs, you put their feet in handcuffs, you connect their hands to their feet, you put them in a chair, you put a big person on either side of them that's well trained, and you fly back. Go to airtanzania.co.tz, book some seats there, and off you go. I would have thought that's how it's done. I mean,
so I think Air Tanzania would have had challenges with that. When, yes, I didn't expect to sit next to someone who starts fires and puts bodies in those fires and claim, yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't expect a normal passenger to be sitting next to them. You know, I assume we'd make a plan. But interesting. Okay, I'm definitely in the minority here this afternoon.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.